Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the program of Madani Channel, Quranic Insights. In the previous episode, we discussed a topic from Surah Ali Imran, the excellence of doing a favor to people. Under this topic, we explored the meaning of ihsan, kindness or doing good. Its excellence, the greatest favor of Allah Almighty upon us, the types of favor and various ways to do good to others. In today's episode, we will address a topic from the fourth chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Nisa, and that is the status of women and their rights in Islam. We will explore the social status of women before Islam, the status Islam conferred upon women, and the rights Islam granted them. But before we dive into this topic, we will present a brief introduction to Surah Nisa and its subjects. Let's begin our episode with the excellence of Durood. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, O people, undoubtedly, on Judgment Day, the person who will quickly find salvation from its terrors and accountability is the one among you who will abundantly recite Durood upon me in this world. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, in terms of the order of chapters, Surah An-Nisa is the fourth chapter of the Holy Quran. In terms of revelation, it is the 92nd chapter. Surah An-Nisa was revealed in Medina. It consists of 24 rukus and 176 verses. In Arabic, women mean Nisa. This chapter contains numerous rulings related to women, which is why it is called Surah An-Nisa. The central topic of this chapter is the detailed discussion of the rights and rulings concerning orphans and women. For instance, the chapter declares the act of combining one's wealth with that of orphans and usurping it as a major sin, along with admonishments against unfairly seizing orphans' wealth. It also covers the rulings on women's dowers and inheritance. It specifies the women a man cannot marry. It outlines the rules for marrying more than one woman. It also describes the proper way to reform a disobedient wife. In addition, Surah An-Nisa covers the following topics: the rights of spouses toward each other and the guiding principles for marital life. Details on whose repentance is accepted and whose is not. The excellence of refraining from major sins with instructions to avoid jealousy. It also condemns arrogance, stinginess, and showing off. The social status of a woman before Islam. Dear viewers, in the age of ignorance, women were in a deplorable state. They were treated with extreme disrespect and had no status in society. However, Allah Almighty granted women dignity and respect. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah Almighty commands people to treat women with kindness and proclaims in verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and live with them in harmony. Before Islam, women were severely oppressed and lacked social respect. They were often blamed for every misfortune and viewed with contempt. In the age of ignorance, women were widely disliked. Allah Almighty highlighted this issue and declared in verse 62 of Surah An-Nahl, وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ مَا يَكْرَهُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and they ascribe to Allah what they dislike. This blessed verse means that the disbelievers of Mecca had the belief of daughters for Allah Almighty. In another verse, it is proclaimed in verse 57 of Surah An-Nahl. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and they associate daughters to Allah even though He is pure, and they believe whatever they desire.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
This means that these people used to refer to angels as the daughters of Allah Almighty, even though they disliked having daughters themselves and preferred sons. These Quranic verses make it clear that in the age of ignorance, women were deeply disliked and mistreated. Men enjoyed all forms of superiority, while women were excluded from such privileges. In everyday life, men would keep the best for themselves and give the women only what was considered worthless. The Holy Quran condemns this unjust practice. It is stated in verse 139 of Surah Al-An'am,
وَقَالُوا مَا فِي بُطُونِ هَذِهِ الْأَنْعَامِ خَالِصَةٌ لِذُكُورِنَا وَمُحَرَّمٌ عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَإِنْ يَكُمْ مَيْتَةً فَهُمْ فِيهِ شُرَكَىٰ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and they say that which is within the wombs of these livestock is purely for our men and forbidden for our wives. And if it is dead, then all have a share therein. It is narrated from Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that among the Arabs, a special thing for men was milk. They declared the milk of some specific animals haram for their women, and only men would consume it. Similarly, when a male goat was born, it belonged to their men, and if a female goat was born, they would not slaughter it, but would leave it alive. And if the animal died, all would share it. Before Islam, women were subjected to various forms of oppression. Female infants were buried alive, which was a heinous act against humanity. Similarly, before the arrival of Islam, marriage among the Arabs was free from any principles that respected the dignity of women. Similarly, during the era of ignorance, women had no right to ownership. They did not inherit anything. Only men had the right to get inheritance. Dear viewers, the arrival of Islam brought a message of freedom for women from the chains of slavery, humiliation, and oppression. Islam eradicated all the unjust customs. It granted women rights that bestowed dignity upon them in society. Islam has given great importance to the delivery of rights and the establishment of justice. Islam has detailed the rights of every individual, whether human or animal, Muslim or disbeliever, man or woman, rich or poor, young or old, high or low, to such an extent that there is no parallel to it. This is because Islamic law is the law decreed by the Creator of the universe, in whose decree there can be no alteration. The Almighty possesses knowledge of all time. Therefore, all the rulings that Allah has revealed in Islam are in accordance with human nature and are suitable for every era and every time. Hence, the rights specified for women in Islam are completely compatible with their circumstances, nature, physical and mental makeup, and creation. Islam has given women a high status. In the view of Islam, both men and women are equal in human dignity. Because of being human, women have the same status as men. The Almighty proclaims in verse 1 of Surah An-Nisa,
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. O people, fear your Lord who created you from one life, and from it created its partner, and from both of them he spread a multitude of men and women. In the court of Allah Almighty, both men and women are equally deserving of reward. Whoever performs any good deed, whether man or woman, will receive full and equal reward. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 195 of Surah Ali Imran, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Translation from Kanzul Irfan. So their Lord answered their prayer, I shall not waste the endeavor of those who comply among you, male or female.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Women have various rules, and each rule holds its own significance and impact. Every woman's rule influences a man's life differently. If she is a mother, she is the nurturing figure who gives birth. If she is a wife, she is a companion in life. If she is a sister, she is a protective person and a symbol of honor. And if she is a daughter, she is a symbol of love and respect. Women play a very significant role in laying the foundation of a progressive society. A major role of a woman in building a righteous society comes when she adheres to the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Holding on to the Holy Quran and Sunnah protects against all ignorance and misguidance. The Holy Quran and the Blessed Ahadith contain numerous verses and traditions about the status of women. Whether a woman is a mother, sister, wife, or daughter, Islam has detailed the rights and responsibilities of each one. With the arrival of Islam and its specific teachings, the life of women entered a new phase that was significantly different from previous stages. It was a time when women benefited from all individual, social, and human rights. The fundamental teachings of Islam regarding women are the same that are mentioned in the Quran. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 228 of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, according to the Sharia, women have a right over men just as they do over women. Islam regards women as holders of intention and choice just like men, and sees them as complete and respectable personalities, which is the purpose of their creation. Therefore, Islam counts both men and women in the same category and addresses both with Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu and Ya ayyuhan nasu. Islam has made it mandatory for both men and women to follow educational, ethical, and practical guidelines. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 40 of Surah Al-Mu'min, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and whosoever performs a righteous deed, whether male or female, and is a believer, then they will enter paradise. Both can get these honors. As is stated in the Holy Quran, verse 97 of Surah An-Nahl, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and whosoever does righteous deeds, whether man or woman, and is a Muslim, then we shall most certainly grant him a pure life.
from the Quranic verses, it becomes clear that whether a man or a woman, by adhering to Islamic laws, they can attain the highest levels of excellence and step into a pure life, which is the destination of tranquility and peace. As Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 38 of Surah Al-Muddassir, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, every soul is a pledge for what it earned. Islam allows women to engage in financial transactions and considers women as owners of this capital. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 32 of Surah An-Nisa, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, for men there is a share from their deeds, and for women there is a share from their deeds. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Islam ensured the rights of education and livelihood for women by guaranteeing their training and rights to food, clothing, shelter, and education. Islam eradicated all the ancient practices of marriage that degraded women. Thus, Islam honored women. Dear viewers, now let's learn of the rights that Islam granted to women. Islam's first favor upon women was to change the mindset regarding a woman's personality. It defined the status and position of women in the hearts and minds of people and highlighted their social and economic rights. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 1 of Surah An-Nisa, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, O people, fear your Lord who created you from one life. On this basis, both men and women are equal in being human, and both, in terms of their creation and attributes, are significant manifestations of nature's greatness within the realm of humanity. To ensure the dignity and respect of women in society, it is essential to safeguard their right to chastity. Islam has granted women the right to chastity and also obligated men to protect this right. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 30 of Surah An-Nur, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, command the Muslim men to lower their gaze and protect their concealed parts. This is pure for them. Allah is aware of their deeds. In this verse, Allah Almighty gave a clear command to men to lower their gaze and not to look at anything that is not permissible to see. Dear viewers, the progress of humanity relies on knowledge, and no individual or nation can flourish without it. It's not exclusive to men or any particular class. Rather, Islam made it obligatory to seek knowledge and opened its doors for both men and women, removing all barriers and restrictions. Islam gave women the right to acquire knowledge. Islam paid special attention to the education and upbringing of women and encouraged them in this regard. As the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every Muslim man and woman. In another blessed hadith, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who brings up three daughters, teaches them manners and treats them kindly, Allah Almighty will admit him into paradise. It was asked, if someone raises two daughters, then he sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, for that too, there is the same reward. Then it was asked, if someone brings up one daughter, then he sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, for that too, there is the same reward. Subhanallah. Islam addresses both men and women and has bound them both to worship and morality, which is not possible without knowledge. Without knowledge, a woman cannot protect her rights nor fulfill her responsibilities. Therefore, education for women is extremely essential alongside men. Dear viewers, Islam also gave women the right to choose their husbands. The consent and permission of women have been made mandatory in all circumstances. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said, "The marriage of a widow should not be performed until her consent is obtained, and the marriage of a virgin should not be performed until her permission is sought." The Holy Prophet ﷺ taught people to treat women with kindness and instructed them to show forgiveness, tolerance, and affection to women in their everyday dealings. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Indeed, a woman is created from a rib. You cannot straighten it, no matter how hard you try. If you wish to derive benefit from her, you can do so while she remains crooked. But if you try to straighten her, you will break her, and breaking her is to divorce her." Dear viewers, Islam granted women the right to ownership, just like men. They can't only earn for themselves, but also become owners of properties obtained through inheritance. The Almighty proclaims in verse 7 of Surah An-Nisa, translation from Kanzul Irfan, "For men, there is a share of inheritance from those assets that were left by parents and close relatives. For women, there is a share from that which was left by parents and close relatives, whether the inheritance is less or more, a specified share." Dear viewers, Islam placed the responsibility of caring for and providing for women on men to ensure their dignity and honor. Islam gave a widow the right to marry. Before Islam, widows were looked upon with scorn and were considered cursed. Even in today's era, the helplessness of widows is evident. Islam's favor upon women is that it took them out of this state of helplessness. Islam permitted the marriage of widows. Islam brought a message of justice and peace for all humanity, especially for the weaker segments. It is a religion that detailed rulings for human life, particularly giving such regulations for women's lives that prevent injustice and elevate their status in society. Dear viewers, Islam is a religion of peace, security, and humanity. Islam is a system of life that commands the protection of not only humans, but also animals and plants. The status that Islam grants to women is unparalleled in any other religion. Islam has truly elevated women to the status of queens. We pray to the generous Almighty to grant us all the ability to uphold the teachings of Islam and to fulfill women's rights while safeguarding them from any injustices. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we discussed the status and rights of women in Islam. We talked about the injustices faced by women before Islam, the position given to women in Islam, and the various rights granted to women through Islam. May Allah Almighty accept our endeavors. InshaAllah, we will be back with a new topic in the next episode. Keep watching Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.